Hey, I'm Andrew.
And I'm Chris. We're the hosts of True Believers, a comic book podcast, our weekly show about all things comics.
Welcome to episode 15 of True Believers, where we will be doing a recap and review of the first Venom movie, and we will attempt to give a review of Venom, Let There Be Carnage, without completely spoiling it.
We're not going to succeed. Anyway, Venom is a Marvel Comics character, a sentient alien symbiote who bonds with a human host. The symbiote was initially created as a living alien costume for The Amazing Spider-Man number 252, and the first actual appearance as Venom was in Amazing Spider-Man number 300. The Venom symbiote's first human host was Peter Parker, who later separated himself from the symbiote in Amazing Spider-Man number 258. Symbiote went on to have other hosts, most famously Eddie Brock, with whom it first became Venom. Venom was a big Spider-Man villain for a long time, but now after switching hosts a few times over the past couple of decades, Venom has evolved into an anti-hero who largely tries to do good. Venom has also spawned several children, most notably Carnage, who becomes Venom's arch-enemy after being bound to serial killer Cletus Cassidy.
Ooh, that's a lot.
Yeah. So Venom, you could have chimed in at any time.
That was just a lot.
Helped us sister out.
Whoa. So Venom is literally just an alien who bonds with people. That's what that boils down to.
Alien soup.
Alien soup.
With a brain.
Yeah. He's a parasite, literally. Is he?
Not really
he doesn't
a
really hurt people.
No, because it's a symbiote.
Yeah.
Symbiotes and parasites are different things. With a symbiote, it lives with you. A parasite leeches off of you. I learned this from Star Trek.
I think he would also be considered a parasite.
No.
He definitely leeches off of people.
No.
Yeah. But that's all Venom is, after all that. So how did you feel about the first Venom movie?
These movies are terrible. They're god awful, both
nope
of them.
Wrong
they were
opinion
funny, though.
That's the wrong opinion. They're funny as shit, but they're enjoyable movies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't say that they were, like, I didn't have a completely horrible time watching them. We watched them with two of our flatmates, so that was good. We found out one of them is possibly a serial killer, or he could be.
His first thought when watching Venom, we'll get into, like, what the movie is, I guess, in a second, but his first thought, like, whenever he gets attached to Venom, Eddie Brock does, he's like, why doesn't he just kill everybody? As he's trying to run out of the facility, it was like immediately.
He was like, so there are no witnesses. We were like,
I was like, sir, he just got infected three
sir
seconds ago.
Exactly. Like, at this point, he's still pushing people out the way. But he was like, if there are no witnesses, there will be no one to hunt him.
And honestly, you're right, but
you shouldn't say it.
He was sitting next to me on the couch. I was like, so Venom. Venom started off. It started off with just like,
okay, so Eddie Brock is interviewing this really hot rich guy who would be a lot hotter if he had facial hair. I know from experience. I can't think of his name, but that guy's hot as hell.
I don't know what his name is.
He's fine as hell. But anyway, so he's like, so his boss, who is,
this man is literally Elon Musk. We had this discussion. He's just Elon Musk.
But he's brown.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, he can't be the bad guy. Andrew was like, he's rich. I was like, but he's fine and brown. And he was like, he's rich. I was like, so?
He's Elon Musk. Who in the world looks at Elon Musk and is like, that's the good guy? Name one person who thinks Elon Musk is the
Grimes
good guy. Didn't they get divorced?
Oh, they weren't ever. They didn't get married. No
oh,
super
separated
rich guy is marrying somebody. That's stupid.
Jeff Bezos did. And all I'm hearing is Jeff Bezos is single now because he got divorced.
No, he married her before he was Jeff Bezos. I'm pretty
really
sure.
Damn, they got divorced? That would never divorce.
Like
a
how Bill and Melinda Gates, they was about to get divorced. They might actually be getting divorced.
I would never divorce a rich person.
I would. That is all my rich money.
True. You know, she's got like billions off of him.
Mm.
Billions. Like 165 billion, I think is what it was. I was like, oh my God. But I think she ended up donating most of it. And I was like, respect. That's more money than anybody needs.
Yeah, it's not ethical to be a billionaire. But
not the point.
But here's the thing. Here's the thing, though. If I, you know how mad I would be if I was married to a billionaire and they didn't cheat? Oh, I would be pissed. I'd be sitting up like, and you want to be faithful?
Why?
So now I got to wait around for you to go.
Exactly. That's why you marry the old ones. Jeff Bezos. He's on the market again.
I don't think I could
just
take
saying
it. Isn't Jeff Bezos that one that had the dick-shaped rocket like Dr.
Yeah.
Evil? I couldn't do it.
Yeah. He's also the one sending William Shatner into space.
Oh, he already went.
Oh, he did?
They didn't take his old tail into space. What's funny
ain't
is
that some shit.
What's funny about this, though, is that apparently William Shatner, like, you know how I told you if Dean Cain is a terrible person, I honestly don't know because I actually, every time I see his name trending, delete. Apparently William Shatner is a terrible person, too.
He worked with Jeff Bezos to get into space. You know what? I would
to
do
go
the
to
same
space
thing. I would do
it.
Yeah.
And you would do it, too, for a tech.
I would, too. I'm not, never mind. I take it back.
First of all, and he's Captain Kirk. Space. The final frontier.
I would have done it. Remember how he was getting a lot of credit for being the first person into space? Or from Star Trek?
He wasn't. Dr. Mae Jemison.
Yeah, nobody knows that. And not only that, she's the first black woman in space. Period. And she was the first black person or astronaut on Star Trek. I don't know if I ever told you this. That's amazing.
I don't know if I ever told you this, but when I was younger, I really wanted to be an astronaut because of Star Trek.
You said this in our very first episode.
Did I?
Yeah, everybody's heard this story.
Oh, that's embarrassing.
And if you haven't heard the story, listen to our first episode.
Exactly,
so.
Hoes. Be loyal. Bitch. But no, Dr. Mae Jemison is one of my personal heroes. I actually have a... Like, obviously, now we're in our horrible university dorms, and I didn't think to bring any pictures, but I actually have a picture that I usually keep up on the wall of Dr. Mae Jemison and Nichelle Nichols on the set of Star Trek The Next Generation.
She's, like, noteworthy like that, you know?
Exactly.
She definitely deserves it.
This girl that I was in boot camp with, she told me that she met her at some kind of women's leadership conference, and I would never been more jealous of
you
another person.
You would have shit yourself on site.
I would have been like, I'm like, because I'm not good, like, unless you're, like, a movie star, I'm not usually good at recognizing people's faces. Like, people I meet, mm-hmm. It's hard for me to recall their names, but if I saw her, right. I would be like, oh my god, you are Dr. Mae Jemison.
Yeah, like Dolly Parton. If I didn't see her, like, I wouldn't recognize her on the streets. That's because she doesn't wear the wig.
By design.
Yeah, exactly. She's smart.
Do you think Hannah Montana is based off of Dolly Parton?
Maybe. Because she's, you know, they're all related.
Yeah. Dolly Parton is her godmother or whatever.
Yeah.
And then she's literally a woman who pretends to be blonde but has dark hair. And when
she puts on a wig.
And with the wig on, she's unrecognizable.
Is Dolly even her real name? What if that's a plot twist?
Her name is Dolly Rebecca Parton, I'm pretty sure.
Because wouldn't that be, yeah, Dolly Rebecca Parton. I would have been like, that's crazy.
That's embarrassing that I knew that off top of my head. But anyway,
sidetracked. Yeah.
So Venom, Eddie Brock is supposed to be interviewing this rich guy. And his boss, who was Ryan C. Fitzjones, he's like, Eddie, don't start with your shit again. Because I remember he said that very specifically. And I was like, well, what do Eddie be doing? He's a reporter. And he has like a show called the Eddie Brock
Files
or something, whatever. And so Eddie also has this girlfriend who is Michelle Williams. That's her name, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. I don't remember. Oh, it was Anne. I was like, I don't remember her actual name.
Anne with an E.
It was Anne with an E. So the night before, Anne got fat crib. That place is swanky.
Yeah, she did. Okay, this is in San Diego.
Yeah, and it is expensive. Nice.
This bitch was making shmonies.
Money. And she, I don't think she's some kind of lawyer or something. I don't know exactly.
She was a reporter too, wasn't she? I don't know.
She
what
worked
Anne
for the same
E
company.
Is.
So yeah. I thought she was like a lawyer or something. But she had, she had some documents that got emailed to her like the night before his interview, something about how some of the people who were in his trial for whatever medical thing
mm-hmm.
Riz Ahmed was doing, that they died or something. I didn't look at it very good. I was just like, oh, and then.
Yeah, because at this point, the symbiotes have already come to Earth because rich man Elon Musk had been in space and then they infected the spaceship.
And they crashed. And then this Asian lady was like walking the other one, the one that's the leader, like all the way to the United States to the rest of them. So I was like, okay, pop off EMT lady. Like you went from the EMT lady to a super old lady on the street.
To a child.
To a child. And then from the child, it went to.
That was Riot that did that. Right, like Venom was in a capsule at this point.
Yeah.
Venom and like somebody else. Who's the yellow one? Scream? No, I don't remember.
Scream is one of Venom's kids. I think that was just another.
There was three symbiotes at this point. That's the whole point. There was three of them that came to Earth. Yeah,
multiples.
Whoever the yellow one is, maybe that'll be in the notes if I look it up. I don't fucking know.
They did. Sorry.
But
sorry
so,
to them. Anyway,
Elon
so
Musk has the
he's
symbiotes.
Looking in her email the night before his interview, and it says something like that, like, oh, these people died. So this asshole, the next day, he goes into fake Elon Musk's his whole building. You know, he's ready for this lowball interview that he's about to get. And he's like, yeah, so what do you have to say about these people that you killed with your science? And when I tell you he's not having it, he's like, ah, got to go. Got to go.
Kicks him out immediately. Expeditiously.
Immediately. You're done. That's what he said. You're done. That was it.
Riz Ahmed. That's his name.
Yeah, I said it like three times.
Really? I've just been calling him Elon Musk. Oh, Carlton Drake. Sorry. Carlton Drake.
He's fine as shit. Anyway, so... Wait, the guy's name was Scott Hayes? That's a cool actual name to have.
Yeah, that's his real name. Jenny Slate was in this?
She was the doctor.
Dude, was I paying attention?
You were not.
In my defense, we were drinking wine.
And okay, so the part that was so crazy about it, this is when our flatmate started with the foolishness, actually, because when he checked the email on her computer, he was like, in the movie, he is looking at the emails, but in real life, he would be watching porn. Oh my God.
Yeah, that's when our serial killer roommate started his bullshit. Like, this is only like 10 minutes in the movie, right? something like that.
Yeah, so basically, he gets fired, obviously. He gets fired. But here's the kicker.
Yeah.
He's walking out like damn, because they were like, get out. You gotta go. Gotta go. Now, why is Annie out there with a box of her shit, too? And she's like, Eddie, are you serious? You done got me fired. Mad as hell, because she's thinking about how she gonna pay the rent in that crib.
Yes, and with an E had a point. Like, he got her fired.
She was like, you don't think about anybody but yourself, and you just do this stuff. And
she threw her stuff down, the box of stuff. She threw it on the ground and, like, points at him. She's yelling. I was like, okay, I get it.
I was like,
You had this coming. You can't just be breaking into your possibly lawyer girlfriend's stuff. Like
first of all, that's unethical. None of this was ethical journalism, because he didn't have any sources, he didn't have receipts.
He had receipts. Never legal things.
He didn't even have good receipts. He had like an email about something, and he took what he read in his girlfriend's email, so that was not obtained through proper channels.
No. I mean, like I said, it's illegal, but the receipts, he could have...
It wasn't even good receipts. It was just like, it's like when you hear a rumor.
Yeah.
If I start a rumor that you have a fourth nipple, a third, like a cow's udder on your stomach...
You would say something. Yeah. Just like Eddie Brock did.
If I told, I don't know, let's say if I told Georgie, and then Georgie tells the school paper, and they report on it like it's fact. That's not ethical journalism, and that's what Eddie did.
That's the whole point. No one was arguing ethics, because he wasn't ethical.
Or quality journalism. I was really mad at, you really just went into this with fake Elon Musk. You didn't think...
He was trying to just get a big story, really, and that's what his whole thing was.
And here's my thing. If you were going to do all that, what you should have done was pretend to be sick, ask if you could reschedule the interview for a week later, get your receipts together. I was mad, because I was like, nope. Or he could have stayed. He obviously went back to sleep after he did this foolishness, because I would have stayed up all night. Let's get some ASMR. Because one thing I'm going to do is get the research done.
I mean, yeah. So he gets Anne with an E fired. So Anne with an E is mad. They break up. I would have broke up with his ass, dude.
Immediately.
Like, this man had it coming. Don't break into my work computer.
First of all, we wouldn't have even been breaking up outside the door. I would have by Eddie, and I would have sent a text like, come get your shit.
Oh, no, I would want to do it face-to-face. If you went into my work computer just to read some story, just to attack Elon Musk...
No. The way I would have went all the way home and packed up all your stuff, and it just would have been outside, and the locks would have already been changed.
And somehow she still paid the rent, though. I guess she had a new job, next day, because that bitch did not lose that apartment.
Anne with the E is highly qualified.
She is. She's possibly a lawyer.
Meanwhile, Eddie, he 6 months later, he living in the shittiest apartment possible.
He was living on the Lower East Side.
Does San Diego have a Lower East Side?
I don't know. Maybe. I'm clearly...
What does that even clearly mean? But so every day he goes into the same convenience store, talks to Miss, what her name, Mrs. Chin?
I think it was Miss Chin. Miss Chin.
She was cool. And yeah, Miss Chin.
Come on, Peggy Lou, as Miss Chin.
You're so silly. And then he talks to the same homeless lady
known as Homeless Woman Maria.
Get off of IMDb in that case.
I looked up.
Anyway, he talks to the same lady every day. You know, he's just living life. All of a sudden, he gets a call from Jenny Slate. Because fake Elon Musk, let's call him by his name, actually. Because Carlton Drake is really sitting here we're ready to go. We need to start trials on humans. Meanwhile, they're only a trials on rabbits.
And they're not even successful on rabbits yet.
Yeah, because the symbiote
keeps killing the rabbits.
Exactly. And it's like eating up their life force. And having
I think that kind of means that Riot's kind of taking their life forces at this point too, right? Yeah. He's killing these people he's hopping into, which is why he keeps switching bodies.
Yeah.
So it's crazy. These people are just dropping dead everywhere. So there's no success.
The fact that one of them is a kid, you just killed a little kid.
I know.
This lady with the EMT lady was probably 30, then the old lady, then the little kid.
That's why he hopped out of the old one expeditiously.
He was like, she just was here to get me through the travel.
Yeah, he did. So that shit was crazy. So there's just bodies dropping everywhere. This hasn't been successful once, even in nature, air quotes.
Not ever. Not in the lab. In nature. Jenny Slate is and he threatened her. He was like something, by the way, how are your kids? Or something that. Something. And I was like, you raggedy bitch.
So she calls Eddie Brock, it's because Eddie Brock at least was trying to expose him. So, he tried to do something right, even if it wasn't ethical or morally correct or correct journalism. So, he still was trying to do the right thing.
So she sneaks him into the lab. And here's the part where old boy said that, why does he not just kill the guards? I was like, what? Because she had to stay behind. So she just lets him go through because the night security guard was like, hey, doctor, skirt. Just know we're just as dumb as each other.
So she opens the doors for him. So he gets in just fine, but still our flatmate's murdered. We've got to murder everyone.
No, he didn't say kill them until after, because that was when he was like, oh, do they not have cameras? And
that's
then,
what I said. I was
then
like, what
after he sees, what was her name? Homeless woman Maria. Because, you know, what they're doing basically with these unethical tests, they're getting people off the streets, people who have nothing. Like, that was what Eddie said to him. In when he interviewed him and got fired, you know.
First of all, he does this one speech because one of the homeless people he picks up, or at least a drug addict or something, we don't know if he was homeless, but his name was Isaac. So he gives this whole speech about how Isaac was sacrificed in the Bible, and really Isaac was the brave one. I was like, this is insane.
First of all, Isaac was not the brave one, because if you read the Bible, like I have, I've read it a couple times.
That bitch was terrified.
No, Isaac didn't even know he was about to be sacrificed. He went up the mountain and he was like, Father, where is the fatted calf or whatever? I don't know if it was the fatted calf. My wording isn't going to be exact, but he's like, Father, where's the sacrifice? And Abraham was like, oh, God will provide. He's like, all right, then. And all of a sudden, you on the rock about to be sacrificed. And the angel of the Lord is like, no. So I'm like, you
I'd be scared, too, if you put me up on
first
a fucking
of all,
sacrifice
the way
thing.
That I'm not going home with you.
Because, ain't that some shit that just probably hold hands skipping down the hill?
Imagine like, having to tell your mom that, or like tell your wife that as soon as you get home. Because I'd be like, mama.
He tried to kill me, but the angel of the Lord was there. What's up?
I'd be like, mama. I went up the hill with this crazy bastard. Oh, my God.
So, anyway, yeah, he gives this whole speech about Isaac being the brave one, blah, blah. And this man is crazy.
He's literally like, giving insane. A villain speech. Like, he's literally staring deep into this man's eyes. And this man is looking like he, time to go.
So he goes in the fucking little room where all the symbiotes are. And then, as you expect, he dies. And it's not even a good death. Like, it's kind of gruesome.
It literally is, like, sitting there, like, splat, splat, splat on the glass trying to get through. And then he's like, ah, damn. Looks like we'll have to find another one.
So then he starts rounding up tons of, well, I guess he already had at that point. But he has a whole line of homeless people.
And that's why, like, Eddie walks past Maria's stuff. And I was like, where's Maria at? I was like, ah, damn, they done got Maria.
Yep. And so then they actually got Maria. That's what we find out.
Because she's in the lab.
In the lab.
She's hooked up to the symbiote. And he's like, she's like, Eddie, get me out. And then
Eddie's dumbass gets her out because
first of all,
that shit was creepy.
Exactly the way that I would have just went, I would have came back with the police.
Exactly. I'm sorry, homeless woman Maria, but it's scary in here.
Like, please don't ever need me to come rescue you from government facility because I'm not finna come.
Because this room is ice cold and like lights are off. Like, it's not a good place to be.
The X-Men. Like, I'm not going in.
But see, of course, he frees her. He gets a fucking hydrant, like a fire hydrant.
And, like, busts their glass open. And that was my thing, because, I mean, if you need to contain these people and they got the symbiotes, why you ain't got no safety glass?
Yeah, why do you have the thinnest glass in the world?
The cheap glass. How is this breakable?
Eddie Brock, and his stupid ass tried to open it and just hitting random buttons, which sets off 100 alarms. And
it's
that's,
like,
yeah.
And so then he's like, oh, I gotta break the glass now. I was like, oh, okay, stupid. And now, then
I would have just ran at that
Maria
point.
Maria leaps on him. Of course, the symbiote want to get out, and that's Venom. So Venom is like, ooh.
He's like, ain't looking good, delicious. Tom Hardy. Zilf money.
He's like, he get in that brain and just start going crazy. Like, when I tell you Eddie was escaping, he was like, whoop, 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 just getting out.
Not even on purpose, though. It was Venom kind of like making him run faster, leap faster.
And here's the part where Flatmate said, why does he not just kill all the guards? Yeah. So there's no evidence. I said, huh?
I mean, you're right, but you're kind of wrong.
Was like, do they not have cameras? I was like, when you're doing this much illegal shit, I don't think you want to have internal cameras. They probably got cameras on the outside.
Yeah, so then the whole rest of this movie is just kind of Venom and Tom Hardy trying to figure out how to work together, basically. Because Venom is a little smartass, and Tom Hardy is like...
You gotta call him Eddie.
Oh yeah, Eddie, sorry. Not Tom Hardy. Eddie Brock is his name.
Because they're both Tom Hardy.
Yeah. Yeah, fun fact. Tom Hardy's not even in the room half the time when they're filming Venom scenes. That's just a fun fact. That's the whole movie. And it's funny as shit.
They're being chased by drones and like... guys who work for the lab or whatever.
Yeah, because wannabe Elon Musk wants his symbiote back, because this is the only successful trial so far.
So he doesn't just want the symbiote, he wants the Eddie Brock back.
Yeah. So that's what the whole movie is, them figuring out how to work together. But then, spoiler alert, at the end, Riot takes over fake Elon Musk. That shit was insane. Riot's another symbiote.
I literally forgot. Riot is actually the leader of the symbiotes. The funniest part about this is that I had literally forgot Riot was in the movie up until...
I know.
Because it's like a B-plot that just, like, one of the, like... It's the thinnest thread in this movie that it literally goes into this lady, the EMT, and she walks off and just, like, leaves. And then she walks and she touches an old lady who's at a market. And then the old lady, she gets on a plane and goes to America and touches a child. And then the child somehow makes her way to San Diego.
Makes her way to San Diego. How did he even get Riot? Elon Musk. Like, did it ever tell us how he got Riot?
Georgie told me, but that was the part where I looked down and checked my emails because I figured nothing important was happening in that movie. Because it's not very good. And then it gets to the point where after the movie, I was like, so how did you guys feel about the movie? And we're looking at our two flatmates. And one of them was like, well, it certainly was a movie. And the other one said, he looked at Andrew and he said, so you enjoy this?
And I said, yes, and I'll enjoy it the next time I watch it. Fuck you guys.
He aged your ass up with it. First, he made fun of Americans and corn dogs. Then, I just can't believe that. Out of all the terrible things I've eaten in my life, I've never expected to be shamed for eating corn dogs.
Right.
Like, out of all the terrible things.
But when he was saying it, though, he wasn't wrong. It was kind of like, why do we have corn dogs? So obviously Riot dies at the end of this. That's how the movie ends.
They literally...
If you haven't seen him by now, sorry.
They literally, like, grapple. Okay, the thing that was weird was that halfway through this fight scene, it looked like they was about to start kissing. And I was like...
It did get really sexual.
And I was like, who's the director of this? I want to speak to the manager. Because they was like tongues was out. They was grappling on each other. Like, I was like, what was the purpose of this? Who's Ruben Fleischer?
Ruben Fleischer, I would say. Fleischer. Okay.
Yeah, something's wrong with you, dude. What else did he direct?
The Bold Type. He was in that Let There Be Carnage as the producer.
The EP? No, these are his producer credits, yeah. He directed Zombieland Double Tap. I wonder if that's how...
Zombieland closes the wig. There it is. I don't know. I very much enjoy these movies. I just like the X-Men movies. I don't think they have to be good movies to be enjoyable.
Yeah, but like the X-Men movies, you could make some kind of argument over...
You can make an argument over these. There was no plot holes in this. Name one.
There doesn't need to be plot holes when the plot is just garbage.
That doesn't mean that it's a bad movie.
Yes, it does.
No, it doesn't. The movie's enjoyable. And I think that if you just want to enjoy something, it's a good movie to watch, period. No other arguments allowed. Get out of here. You can leave.
And then at the end, okay, so there's Woody Harrelson and this little orphan Annie with, and he's Cletus Cassidy. And somehow they just show him for no reason. And I was like, okay. And then I remember, like, at the end of this, I was like, oh, so we're going to watch Venom Let There Be Carnage. He's Carnage, because Cletus Cassidy bonds with Carnage. Yeah.
Now this one, Let There Be Carnage, I will say this one was trash.
They were both.
You're trash.
Love you, though. What is that?
Okay, so we can't give full spoilers of this one. I kind of want to, but Christian won't let me.
No, we can't. So Cletus Cassidy.
No, we can't.
Okay, Cletus Cassidy is a serial killer, right? And Eddie Brock is interviewing him. For some reason, he wants to be interviewed by Eddie.
I don't understand that part either. Yeah. What was his whole thing with Eddie? Why was he obsessed with this guy?
Okay, Tom Hardy is fine as fuck. You can't see the obsession.
I mean, there's other reporters, but...
Not one like that.
Also, they don't explain it.
A big thing about Venom is since they're adjusting to each other, Tom Hardy literally looks like shit for like the entire movie. Like he's acting up. Like he got in the lobster tank. He's yelling at people, eating their food in restaurants and shit. Yeah, but he actually looks good in this movie. So I was like, okay, Zam Zaddy, what up? What it do? So Cletus gets interviewed by Eddie. And I think the police and the Alphabet Boys really thought he was going to give up some information. But he doesn't. He just wanted to talk to Eddie because of how fine he is. And so Venom is literally talking shit. He's like, bro, do you not see all these clues? So he's like, what are the clues? Venom is literally taking his hands and like pens and stuff. And he's drawing pictures. He was like, look, see, look at this, look at this. Because Cletus had all this like... these drawings, like these cave painting looking ass drawings all on the walls and shit. And it turns out that them cave painting looking ass drawings was clues to where he had some of the bodies of his
last. So if nothing else, Venom is a great artist because he drew an entire landscape in like a good 2 seconds.
Low key, Eddie Brock is in the wrong profession because I think he could make a lot more money as a private investigator, like him and Venom.
Right. They're unstoppable, literally.
They would literally eat that shit up.
They eat the fuck out of Carnage.
So obviously, Cletus Cassidy gets sentenced to death. The only reason why he was in a Supermax and not dead was because they couldn't prove that he did a lot of stuff, but then they found the bodies. And
this man was insane. He killed 38 people, wasn't it?
38?
Yeah. I think. Don't quote me on that one, but I'm pretty sure he killed 38 people in the movie, and then they found all the bodies because they were all buried.
Don't quote me on that one because I'm not looking it up. I don't want to watch any part of this again.
I'm not. So that's the whole thing. They found the bodies, so they're like, all right, this man has to die and should. He should.
Oh, also,
he's crazy.
He was in some kind of asylum home for young people when he was young, and there was a black lady there, a black girl there named Frances, and they was in love, but then they took Frances away because Frances had powers. That part is important later.
I don't understand why they even had her. Honestly, I understand at the end why they had her, but I think this was just Shriek. That's right. It was Shriek.
I can't believe they had this character and didn't have Naomi Harris wear this outfit.
Right. So Naomi Harris plays Shriek, as we just said, who her whole power is literally the same as like Black Canary. She can just shriek sound waves. That's it. She's not exciting. There's no real point to this woman being in the movie.
I thought she was a mutant, though.
Yeah.
I wonder if they're going to try and like introduce mutants into the MCU pretty soon, and that's why they had that character in there. Oh, look at this article, how Venom 2 secretly reveals the MCU's first mutant. Oh, I feel like I just unlocked something.
I don't think that the MCU is that smart, if we're being honest here.
They want everything to be interconnected so bad. I feel like that's why.
They need to get their coochie out of everything. So I'm tired of it.
TBH, I really like that the Fox X-Men movies like still are happening. Because, well, I don't want them to keep making them, but I really like the idea that mutants have just been a thing all this time and nobody knows, which I think is the funniest thing. Funny
because it's all in New York, too.
That's the funniest thing about Xavier's school, because literally they're in upstate New York and it says School for Gifted Youngsters. That makes you think it's like a ritzy private school. Yeah. And they're just literally just mutants.
And like right down the road, fucking Loki's taking over New York and they're like, not my business. Mm. That's not it.
Now, you know what I'm about to say. Hmm. Where were the Avengers when Genosha was burning?
Oh, see, that part.
No, when I tell you, I'll repeat that for anything, because the Avengers hopped their happy ass on the Krakoa, apparently. You told me that.
Did you see, you see that they might be making, like, in live Inhumans? Oh, no, they are making the Inhumans. Why are they putting the Inhumans in the MCU now?
Probably because they want to introduce Kamala Khan, but they're not even going to do Kamala's powers right.
Yeah, like, that's the whole thing that's happening right now. Like,
she can embiggen or whatever.
Her biggening powers is what she called. Yeah.
And it looks like she's got some kind of plasma fist, and I was like, we don't do that here. I was, go full Nutty Professor, you better make that fist swell up.
I agree, but I still want this movie to do good, because I'm rooting for the actors in the movie. It's not their fault that they don't, that Marvel's not doing it. I'm rooting for it, but I'm not liking it.
I'm not going to watch it, but, you know, good for them.
Good for them.
I had no plans to watch it anyway, though, to be fair. Wait, actually, if she makes her first appearance in the Marvels, I thought she was doing some kind of TV show. I was like, I'm not going to watch that. That's because I'm not interested in Marvel's TV shows. The only ones I've watched have been either because the people were hot or because...
you watched all of them. There's been three that game.
I was about to say, because you made me.
We had to.
I watched The Falcon and the Winter Soldier because I wanted to look at The Falcon and the Winter Soldier. That was the only one I watched in good faith. In good faith. And then I watched WandaVision because me and my mom watched it together because there was so much hype behind it. And then WandaVision was trash. It was boring as shit the entire time up until like the last two episodes. And then I was sitting there like, oh, well, that was wasting my time. But okay. But I watched all at once. So it's not like I waited every week for it.
That's what they're going to keep doing is what it feels like.
And Loki was fucking terrible the whole time.
I didn't like it. It got good towards the end.
You know what? You're right. Because when they went to, what was the name of that place?
The shit. My mind just blinked.
Exactly.
Oh my god.
When everybody got pruned and Elias was there, that's all I really remember. But seeing the different Loki variants was really cool.
I just completely forgot it too. Not the point. We already talked about Loki.
Yeah. I'm rooting for Kid Loki. Like, I want to see him some more in the MCU because obviously Homeboy isn't coming back.
I'm rooting for this Hawkeye show too, just because I think Kate Bishop is cool, but I don't like that their choice of actors.
No.
Yeah.
I don't like that they're doing like Hawkeye with the family or whatever. I like regular Marvel Comics Hawkeye. MCU Hawkeye really isn't my thing. Like, no shade to the actor or anything.
That's what I'm saying. I want them to do well just for the actor's part, but I'm so tired of what they're doing.
Not even for the actor's part. Like, no shade to them, but I'm not watching that and I don't care. Like, I would have to be getting paid to promote that.
I don't even know what the... Anyways, back to Venom, Let There Be Carnage. The whole point is that... So once he's getting sentenced to death, he wants to see Eddie Brock one last time, and Eddie obliges for some reason. I wouldn't.
I don't know, because I don't want to be that close to somebody. And he's like...
Yeah, he sticks his hand through the gate.
Oh, because... I can't remember why. Because he says something to him, and he grabs on. He, like, his body. And they start tussling. I'm like, why are you
tussling through the bars?
Are you tussling through with the motherfucker who on the other side of some bars?
And he's a serial killer. First I'm not touching this
exactly.
man. Like, he's scary.
What if this motherfucker is like Hannibal the Cannibal?
Oh, wait, he is. Because he fucking bites him. Yeah.
And God, damn it. Not only did he bit him, he was like... I know blood, and that wasn't blood. I was like, what?
Yeah, that's crazy. He licks him, he goes, your blood's different.
What are you hiding, Eddie? And I was like, what?
That shit was crazy. So how many people have you ate? Have you been eating all 38 of these people?
Do you taste it? Do you just taste their blood? Jesus Is this like Christ. A thing, like some blood has touched your mouth, and you just kind of remember the feeling?
Blood for blood.
Blood in, blood out.
Ew. So He gets sentenced to death, obviously, so he's still going, even though he just drank Eddie's blood.
And he literally, he's sitting there, like, when Eddie's talking to him, he's literally sitting there having his last meal. But so he goes, and they're giving him, like, the lethal injection or whatever, and that touch of the lethal injection awakens something in him.
Ew. Why do you say it like that? It did awaken something in him, but you could have been, like, an activated carnage. Oh. Ew. That was good. I just said that.
He's awakening him. Anyway, so he starts, obviously his body starts mutating and Carnage is born. He's like, ooh.
And Carnage is literally Venom, just more evil and disgusting and crazy. Exactly like Cletus Kasady. They are like twins.
They're two peas in a pod.
They're two peas. They're symbiote in a person.
Yeah, I would just say they're synergetic or...
They're synergetic.
Or,
Let's synergize. Sounds like a fucking Power Rangers thing.
Actually, that reminds me of Jim and the Holograms. They have a artificial intelligence that this is gonna sound stupid, but it beams holograms like to their performances all around the globe, and her name is Synergy.
Huh. So they synergized. They're the Synergizer Bunny. You like that?
That sounds like the porn parody of...
This was a porn parody of the comic books because everybody's hot.
But here's the thing,
except
though.
They were all ugly.
I was about to say, it's like they take the hottest people they could find and then make them look the most unattractive they'll ever look.
Like Naomi Harris. How did you make her look ugly?
They didn't. She was still cute, but it's like she looked like a crazy. She looked crazy. I was like, ah, keep the hell away from me.
Say that about all of them.
Keep the hell away from me. And then Michelle Williams, they did her wrong because they put this little berries and cream ass bang on. Like she had this wig on and the wig had a middle part in the bangs.
Yeah, it was a mess. So they took all the hot people and made them ugly. Like, and that was what they did in this movie.
This is the best Tom Hardy has looked in a Venom movie. First of all, take your clothes off.
Take your clothes off. Which they didn't take his clothes off at all. And this, in case you wanted that you're not going to see it.
Yeah, no. Sorry. That's the whole reason why I watch these superhero movies. I don't give a fuck about comic books. Now you guys are learning who I really am. I don't care about comic books at all. Sure. Only looks. Do you think I would watch the X-Men movies if James Marsden wasn't fine as hell? No.
Absolutely.
That Scott Summers shit does not work if you're not fine.
Scott Summers doesn't work, period. Something's wrong with that, man.
I'd be agreeing with him, but also, it's like, you fucked your wife's clone and had a baby. Shut up. You can't tell me nothing after that. Shut up.
He has a thing for telepaths, too.
Honestly. I could not be on the council. I could not be on Krakoa or an X-Men because anytime Scott says something to me, I'd be like, ooh, because I thought a bitch who only fucks telepaths says something.
Honestly, but that's not the point.
Not you looking for a master of Minecraft who never played Minecraft. So, I think that's Doja Cat.
So what you just, I don't even remember. What part were you even at?
Okay, so Cletus.
So Cletus obviously escapes.
When I tell you, he carnaged everybody. Everybody in this little lethal injection room that he was in. The witnesses, the victim's families were there to witness his dying. And when I tell you, he done ate the priest. He done ate the guy. I don't know why the hell that that police correction officer guy was even in the room. Nah, I'm gonna be outside.
Yeah, I don't.
He crazy.
He was crazy. So he escapes clearly. And then he goes to go save his old girlfriend, Frances Barrison, also known as Shriek. We're going to call her Shriek because I like that better.
I like Frances.
We can be both. I'm going to call her Shriek. So he goes to save Shriek because Shriek's in prison because she's obviously crazy too because they were.
No, actually, she's not even in prison for being crazy. She's in prison for being a mutant.
And should.
They took her away.
This bitch was. She was.
And should.
Yeah, some of these people like Shriek need to be in prison because she hated. Everybody. But and she was killing people, wasn't she?
No.
She killed people.
No, she didn't. She's being unjustly imprisoned for being a mutant. She said in the beginning of the movie that she's like, Cletus, first of all, they're talking to each other through like a toilet or something. It was like some kind of drain pipe. I was like, what are they doing? I didn't understand. And then they kept like shifting the scene from, they didn't even split screen it. It was like, flash, 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 flash. And he was like, my love, my cinnamon apple. I don't know why that came to my brain.
My candy apple.
Ew.
My roasted marshmallow.
They all just get worse and worse. Anyway, so Cletus is like.
My Oreo.
What's next? My pumpkin pie.
My pumpkin pie.
Something's wrong with you. Anyway, so they're talking to each other and like. She's like, my powers are growing too strong. They're going to take me away. So they do. Some people come and take her away. And he's like, no. But he's in his room. And then eventually he becomes a serial killer. Anyway,
just like that, the whole lead up.
Flash to Venom and Eddie. Venom and Eddie have been having some disagreements. I don't know, because Eddie's life is like shit, and Venom, like, he wants to go out and do things. And he's like, Eddie's hiding me from Anne.
He wants to eat people. And then Eddie won't let him eat people. That's what the whole thing. That's why they break up.
Yeah.
Because they break up, and Eddie's like, first you can eat these chickens. And they have Sonny and Cher, their chickens, Sonny and Cher, which is
he
funny
was
as
like,
fuck.
He was like, eat the chickens. He was like, no, Sonny and Cher are best friends. Oh, God, that shit was so funny.
That shit was funny as fuck. But so Eddie keeps getting chickens, but, you know, he's a symbiote. He needs real people to eat.
He doesn't even need real people to eat. If you need someone with a bigger brain, find a bigger animal. Take the motherfucker to the zoo. Ooh, maybe
you are not going to the zoo. Let's just go to the fucking elephant.
I didn't mean it like that, but I was just saying, like, there are options. Find a cow.
Find a cow. I think he just needs to eat the bad people. They made the agreement at the end that they can eat bad people. And exactly. I was like,
respect. Do you know how many rapers y'all could ate?
How many, like, woman beaters you could have ate, you know?
Like, there's this guy who is stealing this woman's purse, and they just beat the shit out of the guy, but they don't even beat the shit out of him good. Like, they throw him in the trash, and I was like, y'all could have ate his brain.
That, he was one that could have gone. What? He was trying to mug this woman, like...
And this black... First of all, he was trying to mug this black lady and was failing, because when I tell you she put the paws on him, she was like, bop, 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 welcome to New York, listen, bitch.
They could have ate Cletus. This would have solved all your problems.
Exactly. Could have ate him right then and there.
I'm just saying.
That's how the whole thing gets started, because Cletus put his hands on Eddie, too, and Venom said, back off my man, bitch.
Those little homos.
Anyway, so eventually Venom gets fed up. And also because Eddie didn't tell Anne that Venom was alive again, or was still alive. He's just been literally hiding Venom for months at this point.
Anne with an E.
You're so silly. What? I love that you persist with this. Oh, also Anne has this boyfriend named Dan who actually helped him in the last movie a little bit. But
Dan's not that important.
We don't fuck with Dan.
Yeah, Dan sucks. He's a neurosurgeon or something like that.
Yeah, he's a surgeon.
Yeah, Dan, he had me money.
But, you know, he's just there.
No, he sucks because he's not Tom Hardy. Like, we're rooting for Eddie and Anne.
Eddie ain't got no money.
Yeah, we still want him with Anne. Anne's got the shmoneys.
I'm rooting for Anne and Dan.
Fuck Dan. Dr. Dan Lewis. No one cares about him.
I like that it says Dr. Dan Lewis on his IMDb. That's cool.
Just to, like, fuck on Eddie. Fuck on I mentioned shit on Eddie. Again.
Anyway, so... When I tell you Venom is, like, fed up, all of a sudden, he's like, no, you don't want me to be a superhero. And then the thing that is so crazy is Venom and Eddie are attached to each other, right? Physically, they are attached to each other. This motherfucker is like, get your shit and get out. And he just starts throwing all of it. He's like, no, not the TV, that this. And he's literally, so Eddie is, like, holding one of the chickens, like, by the neck. Venom's holding the TV. Venom throws the TV and grabs the chicken. He's like, this is my apartment. And then finally, Eddie, like, turns off some mega sound and is like, get out. He's like, ha, ha, ha.
Oh, yeah, important. Symbiotes are weak to certain,
sound and fire.
Yeah, hella sound. Certain frequencies or something like that. I don't know sound. I'm not a sound
loud
expert.
Loud sounds.
Yeah, that's the point. And fire. That's how Riot died.
Yeah.
In a fire. Rest in pieces.
Sex to suck, bitch.
Anyway. Street kid for being a piece of shit.
Exactly. Also, Venom is low-key very emotionally abusive to Eddie the whole time. Like, they're in a toxic-ass relationship.
Yeah, they are.
Because
which is funny.
Even in the first movie, he was like, on my planet, I'm kind of a loser. Like you. I was like, bitch, what?
I know. Now he's Venom. Now he's giving birth to fucking Carnage. Fuck Carnage.
Exactly. And then, okay, so Francis...
It's like, really the fact that Cletus and Carnage have the same personalities.
No, Carnage is a lot worse than Cletus. That's saying something.
Oh, true. Because we're not actually going to tell the end. We're not giving spoilers to this whole thing. I almost did.
Oh, yeah. So so they break up, and then, you know, we got Carnage out here looking for Francis along with Cletus. Carnage is like, gotta kill Venom for some reason. You barely even know this. And then they're looking for Eddie Brock.
Well, it's because we looked this up. Apparently, they're supposed to raise with hate in the symbiote culture.
No,
so they're just supposed,
like,
to hate each other.
You've been alive for 2 seconds.
I know, and he made it his own personal, like, vendetta to kill this man, or this symbiote.
Yeah, so the whole point of the movie is Eddie gotta get Venom back after they done broke up. Venom is going through people like paper towels. That's the best way to describe it, because when I tell
it really
you,
is.
It's every possible person off the street Venom could find. There's a
he was body hopping.
There's a scene where they're, like, in a gay club.
His body count must have been really high.
Shut and let me stress this the fuck up.
Because he'd be killing.
And
he'd be hopping
speaking
bodies.
Speaking of people who be killing.
Cletus Cassidy.
Cletus, oh man. This man just be murdering. Anyway, he trying to find Francis. He's on this whole, you know, little road trip to find Francis. Obviously.
And he's killing and chilling the whole way.
Yep. So it's really pretty much a race to see if he could find Francis, and, you know, Carnage can kill Venom. They're looking for Eddie Brock too. Eddie's too stupid to leave. Yeah, that's the movie.
Yeah, and then they find Eddie, and Eddie doesn't have Venom, so it's like he's defenseless.
They're like, I'm about to beat that ass.
And they do. So then some more stuff happens at the end. It gets kind of crazy, but we can't tell you. And we're just going to leave you with that.
Yeah.
Half the movie. That's fucked up. We haven't done this before.
And that was a really shitty summary of the movie, too. So
it was a good summary.
You're welcome, everybody.
A crazy girl named Shriek. Francis. Crazy guy named Cletus. And Eddie Brock. And Anne with a knee. And that's the whole movie.
And the worst wig you've ever seen with the a middle part wig. Right in the bangs.
And the bayang. Oh, that can't even be a bayang. It's bad.
No, it is split dead in the middle.
It is. And Eddie Brock looks busted once, what's his name, Venom leaves.
Yeah.
I don't know. But the whole point is Carnage is hella crazy, too. And he just wants to cause carnage. And then Venom's like, damn.
But imagine.
Not my child causing carnage.
Pieced up by a motherfucking named Cletus.
Mm-mm. Cletus Cassidy.
It's the alliteration for me.
Do we like this movie?
No!
I like this movie. It's also an enjoyable movie.
That's all for this week's episode of True Believers.
We'd like to give a special shout out to Rachel for being one of our biggest supporters since day one.
You know you my girl!
Come on, Rachel. Thank you for listening and for supporting us. We will see you next Wednesday, November 3rd, where we will be discussing the comic book history of the Eternals before the release of the movie on November 5th.
We're available on all major streaming platforms except for, you know, that braggy-ass bitch, Pandora. And if you like the show, please leave us a review and continue sharing with your friends. It really helps us a lot. And as always, if you want to leave a suggestion on what we read or watch, you can find a DM us on social media, email us, or leave a voicemail at 650-761-2629, or join our Discord. Bye!
Bye, guys. Thanks. We're really tired. Sorry this was weird.
It's very late at night, and we live in another country now.
We're doing our best. Bye-bye!
Bye!